I'm Nicole Sandler from RadioOrNot.com and Air America Radio, where I host a nightly program. On Tuesday, August 11th, I read a letter that was posted online, an actual reproduction of the facts sent by a man named John R. Myers of Grand Rapids, Michigan, to Congressman David Scott of Georgia. And the letter was signed and a phone number was included. Let me read you the letter, then you might understand why I called this man. To Congressman David Scott, re-government healthcare legislation. First, as a member CBC caucus, you are a racist because whites are denied membership. Secondly, you shall not be re-elected next year. You are going to go down in defeat, and any of your colored constituents ain't gonna stop it. The folks are not going to stand for socialized medicine, even though most Negroes refuse to stand on their own two feet. You're through. By your own words, you are done. Signed, John R. Myers, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the phone number is included, 616-949-0760. So I decided to call this person. And here's how the phone call went.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Myers. My name is Nicole Sandler. I'm with Air America Radio. Was calling to see if you'd be willing to go on the air with me.
Regarding what?
A letter you wrote to Congressman David Scott.
Go ahead.
Yeah, can I record an interview with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. I saw this letter you sent him. Now, you live in Michigan. He's a congressman from Georgia, right?
He's a United States congressman. He's a representative of the people of the United States. And I'm one of the citizens that he represents.
Okay. And can I ask what your problem is with him? Is it that he's black?
No. Well, I'll tell you what. He's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, is he not?
He probably is, yeah.
No, not probably. He is.
Okay.
Are you aware that a while back, somewhere in the last 5-10 years, there was a white congressman who wanted to join the black caucus, and he has refused because he was not black. Now, to me, that means the Congressional Black Caucus is racist.
Okay. That's your opinion.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If a white congressman is refused membership in the Congressional Black Caucus because he is white, that ipso facto means that the correct Congressional Black Caucus is what?
It is a caucus made up of black members of Congress.
Now, exactly.
Yeah.
So it is racist.
No. Well, I don't think that the progressive caucus.
I'm talking now. Wait a minute. Words me things. And when you say I don't think, I don't accept what you think. Now, let's proceed. Go on.
Okay. Now, if, I don't know, who's one of your favorite congressmen?
Oh, my God.
Well, let's say if Michelle Bachmann wanted to join Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. Say she wanted to join the Progressive Caucus. They wouldn't let her because she's not a progressive.
Wait, who is she? I'm sorry.
She's a congresswoman from Minnesota.
So what?
A Republican, conservative, actually crazy congresswoman from Minnesota who's anything but progressive. So she Michelle Bachmann. So she.
God, I'm gonna have to look her up. She sounds like one of my people.
I guess so. Anyway, she wouldn't be allowed to join the Progressive Caucus because she's not progressive. But what I'm curious about is you sent this letter to Congressman David Scott, talking about even though most Negroes refuse to stand on their own two feet. Do you have statistics?
You bet your life. I mean that.
Really?
We've been carrying those people for decades.
Wow.
And they refuse to get up and pull up their food straps and get on with their lives.
Wow.
It's us. Oh, my God, what the whites have done to us for the last 150 years. Enough, enough, Enough already.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now, one other thing. You sent a
Wait, wait a minute. That's a couple of other things here.
Well, I'll let you get to them. We're not going anywhere.
Wait.
Sir, I want to ask you a question.
Wait a minute. So you can cut and dry, and that's all fine.
Cut anything. I'm just going to bleep your profanities.
I'm 81 years old. I've probably been around this revolving earth a hell of a lot more than you have. Another thing, I probably have met 10 times books that you ever read in your fucking life.
Somehow I doubt that.
And I'll bet you if you came into my house right now and looked at my library, you'd find it something. Jesus, where in the hell all this shit come from? So you're not talking to some goddamn interest piece of dumb piece of shit. Okay, so now that's going. Now, wait, I have to qualify something.
I want to ask about
this. Wait. I have to qualify something here.
Yeah.
You've called late in the evening, and I've had a couple of drinks. So now, okay, proceed.
Okay. Along with this letter you sent to Congressman Scott, you enclosed a swastika. Can I ask what that was for?
No. Wait a minute. I do not recall sending any swastika.
There was a swastika.
I do not recall sending swastika.
You don't recall it.
To David Scott.
No, you just sent a hateful.
I do not recall doing that.
You don't recall it, huh? Okay, but
Wait a minute. I just got through saying that. I do not recall sending him any kind of a swastika, and I don't think you can fax me anything at right this minute, right now, at 616-949-0760, anything I ever sent to him that shows a swastika.
Okay, how about the picture of...
Wait a minute. That's back up. Don't go okay me on that. Are you going to send me something? Are you going to fax me this, what you're talking about? Because I never sent him anything with a goddamn swastika.
Okay,
goddamn
now,
you.
You said you don't remember.
Wait a minute, goddammit.
This says letter sent
wait
to...
Wait a minute, goddammit. No maybe, no nigger, no swastika.
No, okay. You just called him colored.
Have you ever heard of the Negro College Fund?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the... what's the NAACP stand for?
Okay, sir, you know what? What year is this?
Wait a minute, goddammit. You answer me. What does NAACP stand for?
The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Okay, there you go. They use it in their own fucking title. Now, are you telling me that I can't use the word colored
or
Negro?
Yeah, I am. Because it's not.
They can use it, but I can't use it. Well, up your butt, girl. Now let's proceed. Go on.
Boy, you're a treat. You're really fun to talk to. Okay.
You're getting me.
Okay, sir. I have one more question for you.
My God,
all right,
I'm 81 years old.
Okay.
And you're getting me. My God, I'm getting going to go up and dance.
This is fun. Let me ask you your thoughts on President Obama. Is he an American citizen?
Are you talking about President Donald Obama?
I'm talking about President Barack Hussein Obama.
Talking about President Donald Obama?
Barack Hussein Obama. Is he an American citizen?
Wait a minute. Donald Obama. Have you ever seen a clown like that, son of a bitch? He's on TV every fucking day of the year. My God. Every goddamn day of the year, that clown is on TV.
And there's a problem with that?
And I find fault with that.
Why? Why? Sir?
He cannot stand not to be looked up to, applauded, and pray. Look at me. I'm up here. Yada, yada, yada.
Mr. Myers, he is the President of the United States.
Shut the fuck up. Every word I say is from here on up, down on to you. No, lady. He is an imposter. He is an imposter.
An imposter, what, meaning what?
He is not a leader. He is a motherfucking clown.
Really? Okay. Is he a United States citizen?
I don't know. I wonder. I
really?
Don't know.
Why is that? Why would you wonder?
You asked me a question.
I'm asking why.
You asked me if he's a citizen. I said, I don't know. And my answer is, I wonder, is he or is he not? Because I don't know.
Why wouldn't you know?
Well, he has refused access to his records in Hawaii.
He has not.
Shut the goddamn up.
All right, you know what? I'm done talking to you.
God damn it. You ask questions on me.